program.
You missed on it. The state champion.
I was getting ready to get in there.
East High School, Lady Thunderbird.
What's your top four breakfast cereals, Rusty?
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had cereal. You know, when you have a body like this, you eat a lot of eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon. Look at this guy. I think more Cocoa Puffs and Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, not a problem. All right, so it's, what, 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter, and Gillette just went up 38-23. I think you just called a timeout. What was talked about whenever you huddled up and then the subsequent run that happened with the Lady T-Birds that night?
Well, we were trying to just play in increments of 2 minutes during that game to try to cut their lead down to 6 by the end of the third quarter if we could. And I can't remember what the final, like what they cut it down to, but the Groves definitely went on a really nice run there.
It was down to 2 at the end of the third quarter, and when it got down to 6, it was when Mackenzie Fagenbush hit that NBA range 3, and it was legit behind that professional line over there. As it happened on our side of the floor, I don't know if you could see how far it was. When that shot went off, even though she was wide open, are you okay with that shot?
Yeah, I am. You know, she's a great shooter. You know, and she works really hard, and she can shoot the 3 really well. But, you know, I felt comfortable with her shooting that because she does have great range, and she's got really good strength, so that kind of helps that range.
So that wasn't one of those, no, oh, good shot.
No, you know, we talked about, you know, the previous times we played Gillette, I think we passed up a lot of shots that they could make. And so we talked about that all week. If you're open, shoot it. It's better than a turnover. And I think she kind of took that to heart. And, you know, good things happened out of it.
It's interesting you mention, you know, if you're open, don't make the extra pass. And I know this team is really unselfish, but against a team like Gillette, it seems like the more you pass, the more trouble you're in terms of turning the ball over because they are so good defensively. Is that the case, you think?
Yeah, they're so long and they were so good in traps and you know, we'd make the extra pass, but they were really quick too, so when we make that pass, and then if we didn't catch it, they have their hands on it right away. And, you know, we talked about that. We ran a pretty freelance offense against them Saturday in order to kind of try and free up our shooters a little bit and try to, you know, if you had an open shot, take it.
All right, we're going to give you a chance to answer the question you wouldn't answer a week ago, and that is, does Gillette foul on every possession or not?
Yeah, but I think
now the season's over with, okay? Now you can, all right?
Yeah. You know, they do a great job defensively. You know, the one thing that, you know, I think both of our teams are very physical. I think they were more physical the other 3 times we played them. And I thought we kind of stepped up and set some hard screens in that state championship game. And I thought we were a little bit more physical. They do a lot of bumping, you know, when our kids are dribbling, they do a lot of bumping, and I don't know why that's not called, but you got to give them credit because they're good defensively every year.
Well, wait a minute, you included the bumping, but you didn't include the grabbing and the clutching and the pushing and the shoving and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, come on, just the bumping?
Rusty, yeah. I will say this. Mackenzie got her money's worth on that little gal from Gillette, number 13. Holy cow, she sent her that low standard there. My gosh. Man.
Yeah, I thought the kids, you know, they stepped up and played really physical. And, you know, it wasn't a fun game to coach in, but I think it would be a fun game to watch, you know.
It was an interesting game to call, I'll tell you that much. Definitely. Rusty Horsley joining us, the state champion East girls basketball team. So, You know the ball's probably going to go into Kalina's hands at the end there. She's their best player, and it was obvious she earned Gatorade Player of the Year this year in the state of Wyoming. When they had that little bit of time left to try and get a shot off, what was the defensive game plan going in on that play?
Well, you know, the way we matched up that whole game, we just kind of stayed with that. And, you know, we had talked about it. Goff and I were laughing when there was 5.7 seconds left because Coach Goff said, do you want to foul him right away? And I said, no, we don't want to foul him because our luck, they'll be shooting it as soon as they catch it. So they'd be shooting 3 then. And he started laughing. He goes, you're the one that gets to make that call. So we kind of matched up, and Katie Loken had done a good job on her. Jesse Erickson had done a good job on her, and we just said, go ahead and switch those screens if you have to get out to her. And the girl, and there was a girl out there with her. Boy, it was a deep three, though, so it was kind of scary. But, yeah, when we got that rebound, I was surprised Mackenzie Fagenbusch was the one that went up and got that rebound, and I was, you know, in such shock because I thought that was Coach Bed. It seemed like she got up there so high, you know.
Right. I thought more like it fell in her arms and she went up and got it from the way I was looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah, she kind of got undercut there a little bit.
Rusty, about Gillette's best player, Kalina, she won Gatorade Player of the Year. What type of player? How good has she been to watch play over the last few years for them?
Really a tough kid. You know, I remember last year she broke her nose against Natrona in the state championship and then come back in and hit a three right away. So just a tough kid. She's got a really nice shot. Very athletic, jumps really well, and just a fun kid to watch play.
We've talked about this group of seniors for so long, and it seemed like this group has kind of been groomed for something like this and a state championship run. And I know their parents very well, a lot of these girls' parents very well, and it was kind of cool to see them finally get that after you know missing out last year, losing in the semis, had a run the year before, and to see them get that, I could tell after the game, right afterwards, you came and talked to us, and it was still kind of hit you a little bit. It was kind of tough to get some words out, but now that you've had a couple days here in between, what does this mean for you to coach these girls, this group, to a state title?
Well, I was so happy for these kids because they've worked so hard for so many years. I can remember these girls going to summer camps with us when they were in sixth and seventh grade, you know, and them being little babies back then and traveling on the bus and asking me, Coach, are we getting home yet? And we're only stuck in Gillette, you know, and them about crying because it's so far. But all the hard work that they put in the weight room and in the gyms and every, you know, spending the night in gyms when they were young and all the hard work that they did with their parents when they were traveling back and forth to Colorado. And for those kids, that group of seniors, all of them are such really, really good students, really good people around school, just great citizens, you know. So to see them get the job done was pretty rewarding for me. I was really happy for them.
So they were crying because they were stuck in Gillette?
Yeah, because they were on the bus still.
Yeah, I can understand that totally. I cry a lot of times when I get stuck in Gillette.
Look at this guy. And what's interesting is to show you how just good athletically they are, you know, Jesse and Jaden, I'm talking about your starters, Jesse and Jaden, they're going to play at Western State, right, basketball.
Right.
Katie's going to play soccer at LCCC. Cassette's going to UW to throw the shot, and you know Sierra is athletic as any of them. She could go do something if she wanted to. I think she's taking a little break from athletics, but it just goes to show you athletically they're excelling at other areas as well.
Exactly, and Brittany Hondell is going to go play in Wisconsin.
Okay,
for an NAIA school, so. And Painter, you know, has had a lot of looks, too. So, I mean, they're just a real athletic class. And you think about what they've been able to do in all the other sports, too, because they've won it in soccer. They've won it in volleyball. You know, and it's all the same kids, really. So, I mean, just what an athletic class.
How does this one compare to 2010?
You know, I've thought about that a lot. I think We were so much better offensively with this group than we were in 2010. But that group in 2010 just was defensively was really, really good.
Right. You guys got quite a scare from Laramie in that semifinal round, too. I mean, kudos to them. I went and talked to their one of their fans and that I know well. And, man, they gave you everything you wanted in that semifinal game.
They did. They're a real scrappy group of kids, really fast and well-coached and, you know, and they shot the ball extremely well against us. They'd never done that before. So, yeah, that was a scary game. But, you know, again, I think a lot of that whole state tournament, I think you've seen where seniors just stepped up at the right time. And all those seniors just stepped up in the fourth quarter against Laramie. They easily could have beat us in that, you know, if we would have tightened up a little bit or anything like that. So I think the senior leadership that we had this year just carried us through.
Rusty Horsley, we appreciate it. The head coach of the East girls basketball team, 4A state champs, beating Gillette 53-50. Rusty, thanks a lot, man, and we appreciate the time, and what a great season. It was fun following this team throughout the year. Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rusty.
Bye-bye.
Yep.